For taking the ride on the Freedom Train podcast series. I'm your host, Dose Ward, and riding with me today is my homie Patrick Urban, and we dug him up out the dirt, but he back with us, Mr. J. A. Zonic. Yeah, you know, the Freedom Train podcast is brought to you by PACS Inc. That's PACTSINC.org. And PACS Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential with a focus on economics and education with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. For more information, make sure you visit www.pactsinc.org to learn more about the organization, the members of the organizations, the initiatives, the different educational programs, and all of the free educational resources that they have available on the site. Like I said, just visit www.pactsinc.org. Remember to visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com to learn more about myself, Joseph Ward, J.A. Zonic, Patrick Irvin, Carl Tone Jones, Erica Tolbert, and everybody who we have out here flexing their wings on the Freedom Train Network. It's really going down. Remember, our weekly lineup every Monday, you get the Fix Sports Podcast. Every Wednesday, you get the Freedom Train Podcast Series, as well as the live showing of Office Hours with Professor Carl Tone Jones and Erica Tolbert. And then you also get Lessons from the Screen by Patrick Irvin on Thursdays. So make sure you don't miss that. Follow us on Twitter.
Fridays, and then on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Friday. What's Friday? Friday. Oh, yeah, Friday Office Hours. That's right. You get the Office Hours podcast via iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And then, remember, Saturdays, you get On the Shoulders of Giants podcast. That's our newest edition of On the Shoulders of Giants podcast. There you go, Pat. See, that's why I take teamwork to make the dream work, Pat. There you go.
I'm wondering how you forget your own damn show.
Man, because I'm selfless to a fault.
I'm like
John Starks, man. Them assists, man. Well, you know, follow us on Twitter at Freedom Train Net. Follow us on Instagram at Freedom Train Network. Like our Freedom Train Facebook page. Subscribe to us to our Freedom Train YouTube channel. And then also remember iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. You can subscribe and get the episodes come straight to your phone. All right, Pat, Jamie, what we got?
What we got? We got a lot of shit. What you got? Yeah.
Hey.
Nah, don't run now,
fam. We talking about Black Panther.
Yeah, I figure we can spend the whole show like y'all been going at it. I'm going to tell the people.
Go ahead.
The last 2 days.
2 days.
Jamie and Joe have literally populated our little chat app with over 850 comments on Black Panther.
Facts.
There you go. There you go.
And actually, I decided I didn't want to say 1,000, so I knocked 200 off. But it's been over 1,000 comments.
Facts.
Talking about the Black Panther.
So obviously, we need to talk about the Black
right.
Panther.
Right.
So in this corner, weighing 165 pounds soaking wet.
That's generous.
Hey, forget you.
That's
forget
generous.
You, man. Forget you. Forget both of you.
From Tallahassee, Florida, home of immigrants, oranges, and tomatoes. He is the angry representative for the conscious community.
Well, I gotta be angry.
Black people is fucking up by enjoying this movie and talking about black pride all goddamn time. He is Joseph Ward.
Hell of an intro. Thank you. But thank you for that. Take you
and
on the road.
And in this corner, weighing somewhere between 185 and 220.
Wow.
More so 220.
All excellence.
standing at 5 foot two.
Hailing from the Lone Star State, where he is the Lone Star black person with any
fact.
Sense.
That's a fact.
And he got a handlebar mustache.
That's a super fact.
He does
I agree
have
with that.
A Hitler stash.
Nope. No, so you went too far, Pat. You know what? I know you're going to finish your seduction, but you're done now. You're done, son.
The representative for the average black I love this movie goer and comic book nerd telling representing them everywhere is Jay Sonic.
Strength and honor, comrades.
Hey man, look at here. Look at here.
Look at here. Old Joseph.
Black people, it's Black History Month. Let's remember that. Let's start that off first. It's Black History Month, right? Correct?
Facts.
So I guess that means you throwing the first.
No, man, yeah, let's go, guys.
You see me, right? You see me?
Ladies
I don't
first.
Even let you. We ain't even touching gloves. We just fighting. So okay. It's Black History Month. Dr. Carter G. Woodson originally created Black History Week, which became Black History Month. But usually this is the month where we celebrate ourselves, right? Or we supposed to be celebrating ourselves.
Hey,
right?
Get to the shits, man. Get to the shits.
Hey, shut up. You're going to get this set up. All right. The Black Panther movie was a good movie. Go see it. I went and seen it. I got my shirt. Go see it. My argument was, is, and always going to be black people should have We should, especially if you are an adult and you have not been studying yourselves and this is that spark, you tripping. I'm not saying don't get no spark, but you tripping if you are an adult and you have had an interest in learning more about black history. You should have been looking at it. That's been my argument from day one.
Is that all your argument? Because you had way more to say on that. I don't want you backpedaling like Dion now. You looking to real Darrell Revis right now.
No, I'm not.
I need you.
We're going
to. No.
If we need to, we will post the whole thread.
I want that same energy, dog.
How many times did I type that? How many times did I type what I just said?
First, before you even saw the movie, you was just like, yo. If this is eye-opening to black people, they need it. You were just mad at people, and it made you bitter towards the movie. I don't think you enjoyed the movie. I think you were in the movie
here
just looking at ways.
Here you go.
Say, ah, you
here
just
you
looked,
go.
You had an angry face the whole time you watched the movie. And you missed
you
so
go.
Much stuff, Joe. You even said
here,
that. You,
here you,
you
go.
Just, you questioned just, me.
You was in the movie.
Me.
You was in the movie
on,
all in love.
Hold on, Joe.
Let him get his counterpunch out.
Yeah, I'm just setting the stage. I'm just setting the stage, kind of like he did. One of your first comments was, Jay, where are these teachable moments? Where is this at? And
right.
I showed it to you. Then you pivoted to, well, black people, we shouldn't be waiting for no movie to teach us or make us learn about ourselves. And I argued against that. And my whole premise of anything I said this is a teachable moment. It gives us great representation, and this is positivity moving forward. But you was like, nah, you didn't say the movie was bad, but you were negative towards the whole momentum this movie is carrying. Is that true or false?
I was not negative against the momentum of the movie.
So what do you call it?
My argument from day one was, why hasn't the energy already been? It's Black History Month. You mean to tell me in the middle of Black History Month, we need a movie to make us proud about being ourselves in the middle of Black History Month? Are you serious?
Yes.
As adults, not
yes.
the kids. As
yes.
adults, then we tripping. As black people, we tripping if we in the middle of Black History Month and we need a movie to spur us, to give us the momentum to love ourselves. We tripping.
And what you're saying is something that's obvious and that you already know. You know the condition we're in. So why is that a surprise to you, Joe? What you thought yesterday we were just gonna wake up in February? It's like, hey, we are. No, you know the condition
our
people are in. So why is that an issue?
If that's the case, If that's the case, then it goes back to the same thing I said in thread. Then this movie will not spark people to do anything different. If we're in the middle of Black History Month and people are refusing to love ourselves based off of it being Black History Month and based off of, we already have the means to learn about ourselves and love ourselves. How is this movie going to be that spark? That's one question I did ask you. How is this movie going to be different from anything else that we already have out? What's the thing about this movie that makes it that spark when we already have a whole bunch of tools to empower ourselves?
All right.
What is it about this movie?
We do have a lot of tools, but we don't have this tool.
The comic's been out.
The comic's been out. This
You keep making an excuse for people not putting in the energy and the time to look for it. You got to. Nobody can make you feel good about you, but you. You have to put the time and the work in. You got to go look for the stuff. If you are an adult.
Everybody knows that already, okay? You bring in no groundbreaking content is happening right now.
You act like you saying groundbreaking stuff.
But watch this. When have you ever seen a cast of all black actors in a superhero movie like that? Don't answer that. Let me finish. You haven't. That was a rhetorical question. So, this comic came out way back in the day. This is one of my favorite comics. I've been waiting on this movie for a long time to see how it would be put together. There's a lot of people who don't know the Black Panther timeline. And even then, it was something dope that you could read as a black child that was actually dope. So now that they make a movie, they put the visuals to it. And not only did it just make a great movie, they added so many layers to it that we can actually use as teaching tools to teach people. I don't care if this is your first time and this is what's giving you a spark. I really don't give a damn. Why is that any of my concern? Yeah, I can see and complain and say, well, you should have been had it, the information. So what? As we already know, things are going to come in waves, right? You're going to get 1 year, we're going to have this big thing, and we're going to go low, but every wave, there's going to be certain people that's going to dig a little deeper. Not everybody. No, we have never, I can't say never. But in my generation, I've never seen us just completely do a right face all at the same time, all as the same community. But you're going to have those people.
We was doing that in the 90s. What you mean? You was alive in the 90s. We was doing this in the 90s. What you mean?
You missed my statement. I said we all moved at the exact same time, doing the exact same thing.
Check the 90s.
What? So name it. What about movie?
The black, when black people was feeling good about themselves in the early 90s, it was in the music, it was in the fashion, it was in the TV shows. Black people, this is not the first time that black people have had this type of feeling about blackness all at once. It's not the first time.
You're missing what I'm saying.
What you saying that I'm missing?
Okay, name me one moment in your lifetime when something happened and everybody got on the same exact page, period.
It was in the music. You can say Cutlass jokes all you want. That's not going to help your point.
I'm
telling you what happened. It was in the music. It was in the movies. It was in the TV shows. You can't sit here and tell me that there was no consciousness, no black consciousness that people were gravitating toward in the 90s because it's documented.
Okay, so also in the 90s, you also had the rise of gangster rap, explicit commentary and music, so we weren't all on the same page.
You said it comes in waves, right? You said it comes in waves. This is the wave.
But listen, I just said, when have we all, as everybody...
I just told you.
No, but I'm...
And first of all, this is not an everybody thing. This is not all black people not riding no waves. What you mean? What kind of wave is being rolled right now?
You're making my point. Not everybody is going to ride the wave. That's what I'm saying. We have never everybody got on the same exact page about the same exact thing and moved. If we did that, we wouldn't be in the predicament we in. So to argue against that, well, show me proof. If we could all get on the same page.
At what point did I say that every black person has to think this way and go this way and walk this way. And talk. At what point?
You started the topic. I'm not inferring you said that.
That's what you're saying now. You inferring that I said that now?
No,
so
what point? Joe, you got to listen, dog. I'm listening to everything you said. I proposed a question, and you're questioning like I'm accusing you of something. No, I proposed a question. I never said you said anything. Okay. All I did was propose a question. The answer to that question is no, right?
Okay. Because
people always going to go in different ways. Waves happen. The answer to the question was no. I proposed it to you as a hypothetical, but the answer is no. Because you always want to have certain groups that veer off and do different things, this, that, and the other. With this particular one, this is the first Marvel comic with an all-black acting cast, all-black directors. They filmed it at Tyler Perry Studio. This is something, you know how we say, oh, we got to tell our own story? This is one of the times where we got black people actually in a position to make those calls. So name me a time where you've seen something like this that's breaking all these records happen. Please. Please.
Okay, so...
Name the time.
You're going to let me talk, and you're not... and I'm going to say it how I say it. So if I say, no, I said it like that, damn it, you're going to listen to the no-no-no's, okay?
Come on, answer the question, man.
Listen, this is the first time a super... If you're asking a specific question about a blockbuster This is the first time about a blockbuster superhero movie.
That's all I ask.
This is the first time. What does that have to do with what I was saying? Because it still goes back to, because the main thing people are saying that we need the representations. The representations have been here. The representations have the information has been here. Images have been here. All we had to do is expose ourselves to them.
That's all
we had to do.
Right.
It's the information, and if you want the information, like I said in the chat, Google. You can use Google. They got keywords. You can find the information.
Information is always going to be here, and it's always going to exist. But the whole beauty of arts, music, literature, movies, whatever the case may be, is to create that influence. Of course the information has always been there. For some people, for whatever reasons, whether it's intentional, unintentional, maybe they missed the curve. Maybe they missed the point where they were supposed to latch on to this information and do it for themselves, right? They missed that for whatever reason. And who am I to sit here and judge and say, oh, you tripping, you tripping? Who the hell am I to judge? Because here's the thing. If I'm a pastor at a church, I'm a pastor, right? Pastor Jay. And a man that's 35 years old comes off the street, and you know what? He says, you know what? I want to be saved, this, that, and the other. I am not going to sit there and ridicule that man and say, oh, you 35 years old. You should have got saved when you were 18. That's foolish, especially when I have the tools and I have knowledge that I can get to this young brother. Hey, forget your past. Forget what you missed out on. Let's focus on how we can move forward. So your narrative does nothing but complain. That's it. That whole narrative
it's not complaining. It's telling the truth. Because one of the premises that you were saying is that this Black Panther movie is going to spark black people to start to
some black people, not the whole black
Listen, but if these same black people, you're in the middle of Black History Month and information has been available and you are an adult. What's so different about this? You still haven't answered that. What's so different about this Black Panther?
You already answered that question. This is the first of its kind. What do you mean what's so different?
So black people have been waiting on a superhero movie to make us feel good about ourselves.
No, we haven't been waiting.
That's what you're saying.
You know what? Hey, hell, some people have been waiting. Who cares?
That means we ain't serious about what's going on around us.
We know that already. Some people are not serious. We know that. The fact that you do what you do is to create awareness to the people who aren't serious and show them, hey, you're not being serious. We got serious issues. That's the whole point of what we do with this podcast. So for me to, now that I know you've been playing around this, that, and other, you know what? I'm going to spend time ridiculing you. I'm going to condemn you. You should have been new. What? point does that serve other than making you feel good about telling somebody else what they should already have done? We know that already. So what good does that do other than complain? That's all it is a complaint.
No. It's not. I'm not. First of all, we were having a conversation. Nobody's complaining. Nobody's going up to people saying, hey, well, you should be doing this. No, we were having a conversation about our thoughts about the movie, and we gave our thoughts, and you had to disagree. You disagreed with it. You making it seem like we walked up to people. We were having a conversation. That's what we were talking about. So why wouldn't we state what we feel, what we're thinking in this conversation? Think about it.
But you can state what you're feeling. I have no problem with that.
So it's a conversation. It's you making it seem like we're going up to people and trying to make people feel bad for not learning the information. In the conversation, we were talking about the impact of the movie, right?
Right.
Right. And one of the things that we were saying, you were saying is that, well, black people are going to start learning more and doing more. And even before that, we were saying, well, I don't know if this movie would be that spark that make black people really learn more and do more. And you disagreed, right?
I think some people will get sparked from it. But you're soft-hardening what you said, Joe, because y'all was...
No, I'm not. I'm saying exactly what I've been saying from the beginning.
But you ain't saying it with that same intensity and vigor that you were saying it with before. What you mean?
We was texting. We typing. What's the intensity and vigor in the text? You act like I was texting in caps.
You were doing voice messages and everything. Like let's stop.
I was doing voice messages because I was driving.
Before you even saw the movie, you literally said "fuck Glenn Panther." Like this ain't gonna be shit. This, and I was just like, "Yo, see the movie. Take it for what it is."
I never said that. How would I say "fuck Black Panther" when I told you from the beginning I was going to go see it and I had my shirt? I hadn't already brought my shirt by then. What you mean?
You did say "fuck BP."
Well, it was a joke. Yeah, that was when we were choking that thing.
British Petroleum, that's what he meant. Not Black Panther. British Petroleum.
No. When I said FBP, that was when we were joking about one of them things. I never said that about the movie. I never said anything negative.
I'm gonna quote J. Cole. All jokes contain truth.
What Jamie's trying to do.
Come on now. Joe, but Let's get back to the point. My whole premise with saying that, because you was just like, oh, it's just a superhero movie. And I said, this isn't just Yes, it's not. It's a teachable moment in time. Who cares if it's in black kids? All that stuff is irrelevant to me, right?
Let's revisit your teachable moments, if you
My
don't mind.
My teachable moments. So from the beginning, what did you see? You saw strong images of black people. So in your mind – every parent should be telling you this, but I know how I grew up. I know how other kids are growing up. I see it every day. Some of them don't have those parents at home that's going to teach them stuff. And a lot of them are going to learn from social media and a whole bunch of other benefits. So if I'm that little black child and I'm sitting in front of that and I'm seeing all these beautiful black women and black people, that's encouraging. That's enlightening. I've never seen that because I haven't been exposed to it because I don't have somebody around giving me that information. For whoever fault that may be.
Real quick, let me interject. I specifically said if you are an adult and you've had an interest in learning black history and you haven't, how is this movie different? I did specifically say that.
Okay, cool. Even if you're an adult, let's go to the adult. Let's fuck the kids.
Specifically had an interest in learning.
Yeah, fuck the kids. What if they didn't have an interest in learning?
If you didn't really have an interest in learning, then this ain't got nothing to do with you because you just went to see a movie.
And what if you did have an interest in learning, and this furthered that interest? Who gives a shit?
You got Google in your phone. There's no excuse of you not knowing.
I got Pornhub, too. Who gives a shit?
Right.
If you can spend more time going
to Pornhub, you can spend the time learning about yourself. That's my whole argument.
If you got Pornhub in your phone, you went and downloaded the app off market because it ain't in the marketplace.
You better get your shit jailbroken, B. Anyway, whether they got an interest in it, whether they got not, that's a moot point. Like that's just you finding something to say to ridicule somebody about. That's simply what it is. But let's say they did have an interest and they were being lazy. And this movie put in their head, you know what? I got to get serious about what the fuck I'm doing, man. I'm out here not learning about myself. I see this movie. I don't understand the tribes that are going on. I see these rituals. This is all foreign to me. You know what? I'm going to go study a little more. who gives a fuck about who really is going to sit there, well, you should have did this. That sounds like some old granddaddy shit, some old bit of granddaddy shit. You got to admit that.
Going back, were we not having a conversation about our thoughts about the movie and everything
right.
surrounding the movie?
And I'm talking about, true or false. Yeah. Your thoughts sound like some old granddaddy shit.
So if we're having a conversation, then that's how we talk. We're going to talk about it, right?
Okay.
If we're having nobody's ridiculing nobody.
But
we're
still
having a conversation.
It still sounds like some bitter old granddaddy shit.
That's what it sounds like to you.
Well, people are going to hear this, and they're going to hear what you're saying.
Well, they can make their judgment.
Absolutely. And like you're giving your opinion, I'm telling you, it sounds like some bitter old granddaddy shit. What else did you say? Everybody in the group chat will say, oh, if you support this movie, you ain't did this or you ain't did that. Oh, you support this because the white supremacists gave it to you, and they signed off on it. All that simple, dumb bullshit. Instead of just saying, you know what, hey, this is a movie. This is a great teachable moment. I talk about stuff like this. I talk about this, that, and the other. Let me find creative ways, because everybody's on this wave. I can relate to people on this wave and actually get my ideologies out, get my opinions out. And you know what? Hey, maybe you can buy my book, buy my DVD.
One thing you got mad about is because I didn't see the movie as being that teachable moment that you did, and you was like, well, you should incorporate this into your this, you could do that, and this is the point that you can use to connect. And it's like, well, if the movie never came out, I think I already learned how to connect with people.
Did you do it? Yes, you know, or no? Did you do that?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Oh, so
did
you
I
did?
Do, no. Did I use the movie? You asking, did I use the movie to connect with somebody?
Did you use the movie to connect people to your book, period?
No.
You're
no.
lying. You just posted on Facebook saying, hey.
I didn't post that. That was from Swag Her Magazine. Read it. That was from Swag Her Magazine. The young lady, I sent her blog post. My blog is posted in Swag Her Magazine. I didn't post that.
Why didn't you delete it? Because if you don't want to ride the momentum, why you just didn't say delete it? Because you know it's relevant.
Why would I didn't post that, but why would I delete it?
But if you feel the way you feel, that this ain't teachable.
I don't have to do that just because you said that. I don't have to do that, but
no,
I didn't post that.
I didn't say because I said it. You're saying this. You're saying, oh, it ain't really got the teachable moments. It ain't really that big. But why would you sit there and let somebody else connect it to your platform?
I did not say it didn't have any teachable moments. I said it didn't have that many teachable moments the way that you said it had teachable moments.
Your blogger found one, though.
And that's my fault? You trying to put that on me?
But your blogger found one. Did you object to it?
But no. But you specifically said, You said me as Joseph Ward using it. I, Joseph Ward, did not use that. I did not post that.
Is it under your name?
You trying to make it seem like I made her post that. I didn't do that. She posted that. That was from Swag Her Magazine because that's what she saw in the movie. I didn't post that. You can't put that on me.
So it wasn't under your name whatsoever.
Did you go back and look at it? Go back and look at the post.
It wasn't under your name whatsoever.
Go back and it says this from Swag Her Magazine. The blog post is on their blog right now. Go follow the link. It's on swagherrmagazine.net. I done gave her so many shout outs.
All right. So it's not under you whatsoever.
So did I share you? You think I'm right? I shared it because it's mine. But I did not post her. She put it out there.
I'm not supposed to share it.
Because I had a conversation with you, I'm not supposed to share that post. That's what you're saying.
But I'm just saying, if you felt that strongly about your convictions, I would have shut it down.
No. You saying that, I got to say, Jamie ain't going to like this, so I can't share this post that's not really what you're saying? Come on, man. Really?
I love it.
Really.
I'm the one who's saying, Joe.
I'm going to go that to prove a point. I'm going to go that far to try to be right. Really?
Joe, I'm the one who said, Joe, you can use this. I want you to. I'm encouraged
Jamie,
by that. I think that's
Jamie,
excellent because people are going to connect
I
you to the great work you're doing.
It.
I know you
I
didn't.
Didn't.
You
I
shared
didn't
it,
post
though.
It.
But so, but somehow you found a teachable moment. Somehow
I did not do that.
Okay. If you, okay. Whether you did it or not, it's under your name. You shared it. Own up to it, dog. Like, come on. And it's not bad. It's not negative.
What am I owning up to?
So if I share something, is that not a cosign? You ain't just sharing.
No, no.
You ain't just sharing the link. You did a whole new post, bro.
So,
like,
so stop. I'm supposed to. No, I didn't do no whole new post. It was from Swag Her Magazine. She put it together. She went to my blog that I sent to her and put that out. I'm supposed to share it. It's on my thing. But I did not. It was none of me. I did not put that out like that. I did not say, well, this going to connect to this. And no, I did not do that. She contacted me. She let me know. I saw the post and I shared it. I'm supposed to share it. I'm not going that far to try to prove no point to not share something that was made.
I'm not saying you're going to prove a point. I'm not telling you not to. You get me all wrong. But I'm just saying you saw value in this movie and you saw value in the work that you're doing. Whoever did, and they decided, hey, this is a great way to not only connect my book, but to connect my magazine.
Because you just sent me this picture. You see that swagher.net, right?
A hashtag.
You see that, right?
But who named it?
No, you see that, right? Look at it, because you just posted this. You just sent this.
Okay.
Swagher.net.
Yeah, but you see the top part when you can post your own caption?
That's because I shared it from the site.
No, I know how that, when you share something, it'll show your face and whoever shared it, homie, so stop. Anyway.
That's because I shared it from the site.
Got you. Got you. It's still, if you shared it from the site, it's directly. But we're getting into semantics. But the
stories that I've been talking about, been putting out, but that's here nor there into this, but just dropping that on.
But again, it's we got a wave right now. We got some positivity going. I don't care whether somebody had an interest and they were being lazy. Let's find ways to ride that wave. Let's find ways.
You can't get mad that you see this thing in Black Panther, and I say, well, I don't necessarily have to use it. You can't get mad because I don't want to use it like that.
I didn't say.
That's what you're doing.
No, it's not. I'm not getting mad that you don't want to use it.
That's how we got to this part of this argument when we was in the debate.
All right, time out.
You making up shit now?
How?
I didn't say that. I didn't say I'm mad about anything. What I'm saying is I said there were teachable moments, and you kept challenging me on that, and I came out with stuff. But somehow somebody found a teachable moment that's going to relate to it. Right there, that whole post, that validates what I was saying, that this movie is going to help people awake to go to different resources and different avenues.
No.
How does that not prove what I just said?
Hold on. To be fair, he didn't say there were no teachable moments. He said there weren't as many as you said there were. So just be fair.
Yeah, okay. And when I went through, I said, do you know all the tribes? No, because nobody knows every single tribe was on it.
There's
a plenty of I didn't mention. I'm not going to go line for line in the movie. Right. I ain't got a damn script. And I said I named a few off the top of my dome.
But you got to remember the teachable moments that you see. That's how you see it. I didn't see that, and you can't get mad at me. And I'm just using that term. I'm not saying you actually mad, but just for lack of better words. But you can't say, well, you got to do this and you got to do that.
I didn't say you had to. But Joe, you wrote the book. You didn't see those parallels as you was watching it. If you didn't see those parallels, then that means you were just watching to be mad, dog.
The movie has no parallels to neither book that I wrote.
Duh. So how does she just parallel the tribe in Black Panther to something that's in your book?
A blog post.
Or your blog.
That's not in my book.
Okay, Joe, your
that's
blog or post.
Book.
Your material that's going to bring attention to not only your blog, but also your work. Semantics. Again.
Not semantics. Reality. I wrote two books, On the Shoulders of Giants, Volume 1, North
okay.
America.
So if somebody goes to that blog, we're talking about one blog post.
But you got to realize I've already found ways to be able to get people connected.
Yeah. We figured that point out. we know that.
Joe, I think what Jamie is trying to say is they found a way to connect the excitement and enthusiasm that people feel towards being black created by this movie to be able to say, if you want to learn more about yourself and your blackness, check out these books from Joseph Ward. That being a segue into your product through what could be viewed as a teachable moment through the movie. I think that's what he's trying to say, not trying to say directly that you wrote specifically about the people in the movie, or you wrote specifically about the cultures and the customs that were presented in the movie. Just clearing that up, because y'all going in circles.
But
no, I mean,
that's all I was saying. That's what I've been saying. For whether they go to a blog or to a book, that's semantics. If they go to the blog, I'm pretty sure it's got all your information. Like, oh, Joe Ward wrote this blog? Oh, man, there's some good information. I'm going to scroll that. Oh, damn, he got two books out. Let me go look up his books. Guess what? That's riding the momentum, getting teachable moments, and taking people from that place of darkness where they don't know themselves to bringing them to an light and stuff like that. I have no problem going down to what people are. If you're at a movie level, there should be no issue from anybody from a conscious community, so on and so forth, of going down to that level and talking to people and connecting people through a damn movie that's fictional. So what? Any way we can find we should be focused. Well, our effort should be desperate. I learned that through a training exercise. Our effort should be desperate. Meaning any type of relevant information we can get, any type of positive propaganda we can get, we need to use it. We need to utilize it, find ways, this, that, and the other. Go, you got to reach down where people at. Who am I to sit on high and say, oh, you should already know this. You tripping. You tripping if you don't know this already. Then we got Google. That to me, I can't do that. Maybe 6 months ago. 6 months ago, I would have probably been on your side saying exactly what you're saying. But I ain't gonna lie, being married, have two little girls, and continuing in my studies, I learned a lot of damn patience. I learned something. I was reading the Bible the other day. It's one thing that you can notice about Jesus when he goes out and talks to the people. He doesn't do it in churches, and he doesn't, you know, refer people off. He's right there with the lepers in the land, the people with diseases. So that taught me something. I ain't saying, you know, I'm an uber Christian or anything like that, but you can learn anything from any books. That's a segue. But I learned something from that. If we want to get people and wake them up, we got to reach them at their level. Yes, there are adults at the elementary level of this. So be it. So be it. At one point, I was a child in this. At one point, I didn't know who I was or know what I could be, and I'm still learning to this day. So who am I to kind of flick my nose at somebody who just got inspired at the age of 35 because they've seen Black Panther? I don't care, but if you want more, hey, my boy Joseph Ward got this. Hey, my boy got this documentary going out. That's how we move the needle forward. Just sitting here talking about, oh, but you should have this, you should have that. That's nothing. That's just complaining at that point. It's not if it's not moving forward, it's complaining to me. That's my opinion of complaining.
And moving forward on that note, I'm going to get into some. I found the message. So I'm going to get into some of these teachable moments, and then I'm going to let Joe go ahead and talk, because Jamie just delivered a beautiful soliloquy on the matter.
That's okay.
A Stephen A. Smith word.
I hate that word. I fuck it up too much. So, I can't pronounce that word for shit, but go ahead.
The very first point he made, and again, these were off-the-topic points, so I'm sure he's had a moment to think, he could probably come up with some more. But these were the points that he mentioned in the middle of the 1,000-text commentary. Can you identify every tribe displayed? Most people can't. Teachable moment. Give some historical context to what you've seen on the screen, and I'm assuming he's talking about in terms of culture, and again, going back to the tribes, the colors, the visuals, the uniforms. Teachable moment. The storyline itself, Killmonger's rage was correct but misguided. His anger was understandable and relatable. However, he allowed that to cloud his vision. Teachable moment, he says. Wakanda could not sustain a military war against its oppressors. Teachable moment. The conflict within the king, how Wakanda stood idle while black people in America, in the world suffered, only to realize he could do more, he could share his resources. Teachable moment, learning how to see each other as family and share our resources, group economics. Teachable moment, the end scene where they are fighting with each other, how dude dropped his weapon once he realizes who he is fighting against.
another teachable moment, and then he ends that by saying this is just a few. So go ahead, Joe.
All right. First of all, let's take it back a little bit. We were specifically talking, and we were talking about being able to teachable moments, use teachable moments. The conversation specifically was slanted toward me, you saying, hey, Joe, you use these things. You use this momentum from the Black Panther movie. I said, well, from and this is before I saw the movie, and even after I saw the movie, I'm saying, well, I don't necessarily see a lot of the parallels that I could necessarily use for specifically that I was thinking about for my platform. So I don't necessarily have to use the wave of the Black Panther. And see, that's the thing I hear what you're saying, but the thing that you're not getting is before the Black Panther movie came out, we had to find ways to connect with people. After the Black Panther movie, we're going to have to find ways to connect with people. If somebody doesn't want to specifically use that specific wave, it's okay. It's okay. That person is not a bad person. You're not less black. You're not losing nobody. You're not off the mark. It's okay because guess what? You had to find ways to connect with the people anyway. So I never told anybody.
But did I say any of that? Let's be clear. I never said any of that.
You were specifically saying.
I use you as an example, Joe. You're an example because you're somebody I know and you're somebody that I know their worth. I use you as an example, not saying you have
but
to do this.
But if a person don't want to use that.
Duh, Joe. Like I told you a thousand times.
You can't be trying to come with your little duh stuff because ain't nobody duh you when you was talking.
You're not saying something that's of course people know you don't have to use it. Of course people know that.
Can I get mine out?
Go ahead, man.
You can use whatever you want to use.
You said that already.
You gonna let me talk or what?
Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
Come on, man. Come on, Joe. All right, go ahead.
Whatever you want to use. Secondly, in this, when we're making our point about this movie, and when we're really talking about like teachable moments and things in this movie, nobody said that your teachable moments was wrong. Nobody said that your teachable moments were any of these things. All I said was I didn't see as many teachable moments in this movie as you did. First of all, what I said, and I tell everybody what I said about the movie. I saw the movie. The movie was a good movie. I gave it a 7.5 out of 10. The movie had a lot of good points. The movie had the one of the best things about the movie was being able to see beautiful black women being dominant, being strong, handling their business. Now, it still goes back to adults who are saying that, well, we need more representation. We need more positive representation. We need more of that. We had that. We've already had positive representations. We've already had the information. We've already had access to that. We just haven't been accessing that. And we were talking about that in the context of a conversation. And going back to what I was saying earlier, if we're talking about that within the context of a conversation, it's okay for us to say what's on our minds, and it's okay for us to express what's going on. But really, though, reality, though, the information has been there. We've been had the tools to empower ourselves. You're acting like when we're saying that there's something we're wrong because we're expressing that in the context of a conversation. But at the same time, we're not just talking about it. We're actually doing something about it on the other end. We know that you can't sit around and just complain about it and just talk about what's going on. So that's why we take action. That's why we do the things that we do on both ends. So we can make sure that we're not just sitting around talking. But that don't mean we're not going to get what's off our chest. That's why we had the chats. That's why we had the spaces where we can talk and express ourselves. But we do follow that up with action. We do create the platforms and things that people need. We do these things. So since we are doing these things, we do have our spaces to complain. We have our spaces to get stuff off our chest. We have spaces to rant. That's what we do because doing this stuff, it can get frustrating. And if we see certain things within our spaces, we're going to talk about it. And it's okay to disagree. You disagree with the points. That's cool. But that's why we're here now and to make good conversation for this thing here. But that's here nor there. But that's where we are right now with this. But it's almost as if we can't express ourselves. It's almost as if our opinions can't differ. And it's okay for opinions to be different. And it's okay for us to express ourselves because we are backing that up on the other end with information. But nobody's going in the streets ridiculing people. Nobody's going out trying to make nobody feel bad about not knowing this and not knowing that. Nobody has ever said anything to anybody bad, talking down to anybody in their face. We have these conversations where we vent, where we get stuff out.
Right.
That's okay.
I never said, when did I ever say it's not okay? I just said that in that conversation, in that opinion, you sound more like you were complaining than you were trying to give it. And that's fair, too.
That's how you took it.
Okay, but hold on. Let's be clear on something. I never said, Joseph Ward, you have to use this. Everybody has to use this. I said this is a teachable moment, and it's something we should use. That we doesn't mean you have to. It's something we should all use if we can find value in it. If you don't, cool. But don't sit here, it's just a movie, it's nothing, this, that, and the other. When you honestly know there's value into it, but when you say stuff like that, even in a conversation, it's going to come off negative. It's going to come off a complaint because that's what it is. Whether it's in a conversation, whether it's in public, whether it's in Whataburger, it's still a complaint to complain. So my main thing with this movie is not just you. I think you're trying to individualize it too much. It's not just you. There's plenty of pro-black people out here. Oh, fuck a Black Panther. We don't need a Black Panther. Sure, why not? Who cares? At the end of the day, we do need Black Panthers. We do need documentaries. We do need books. We do need blogs. We need all this shit and more. We need everything. We are desperate for whatever. Yes, the information's there, and we need more people throwing a fastball at people's face to get it into them. So even if they go there just to be entertained, they just go there for some popcorn that's expensive as shit and a bunch of other sugary shit, even if they're just going there to be entertained, and they come out and say, huh, shit, that's other people's opportunity to say, yo, oh, you like Black Panther? Oh, that tribe? Oh, here's this. Here's more information. That's all I'm saying. Some people want to choose to ride this wave, and I've already seen it. People who make the African print clothing, they're like, yo, get your clothing before you go to the movie, this, that, and the other. I love that. Cat over there selling chicken wings, call them Wakanda wings. I love that shit, too. Whatever way we can to ride this wave and create more blackness, I am not going to sit here and focus on some negative shit about one, because we have a tendency to do that, especially among conscious people. We have a tendency when something comes out and we want to count it as a win, we'll find some minute little thing to have a disagreement or this, that, and the other, or find a way to discount something to just say, you know what, hey, a win's a win, fuck it. Let me find a way I can make this shit win and make it win for me. Put some dollars in my pocket so I can go spend it with other black people. I don't care who, like I said, the analogy with the pastor, I don't care if you're 35, 40, or 65. If you saw this movie, and let's say you were just half-assing finding out who you are, what you are, where you come from, whatever. But are you interested now? Are you willing to now? Great. I want to make sure I slam as much of Joseph Ward's blog, much of Patrick Irvin's stuff, all the Claude Anderson, whatever you need. Hey, you should check this link out. You should check this out. Just this week, my boy, hey, I saw this. I was like, hey, man, you should check out Anthony T. Browder's book. That's a book I read some years back that really made me look at different stuff.
Are you telling people to buy our stuff now?
What do you mean? Hell yeah. If it supports black people, yes.
Okay, I'm just asking. Yes. If you wasn't, who was going to fight?
Yes, I'm Joe, the reason I said the teachable moments, because I want you to fucking succeed, dog. I ain't saying this because, you know what I'm saying, Joe, you need to do this. No, Joe, hey, if this is a way you can put your shit on top, this is a way you can do this, hey, let's make this shit shape, baby. Let's ride.
But one thing you have to realize is that's how you saw it.
I know, but I'm not pushing that on you, Joe. I'm just saying, Joe, if you don't want it, fine. But if you see somebody else, hey, tell them, hey, ride this Black Panther wave. Hey, my boy Jay was saying this.
But see, once again, though, I never told anybody what not to do with this movie.
I never said you did, Joe. I never said you did. When did I ever say you told somebody that?
I haven't had any negative rhetoric about the movie. The tone and the way that you're saying, you're making it seem like we were like, especially me. And then especially when you're talking about the conscious crowd and everything, you saying you and this and y'all and this. I ain't said a lot of those things that other people said. Well, I didn't say everything I've said toward the movie.
You individualizing it, dog.
I kind of agree with Jay Joe. It sounds like you individualizing what he was saying. And I understand why, because y'all are going back and forth right now.
I'm not individualizing it, man. I'm really not. I think you're thinking me using you as an example is me calling you out. I'm not calling you out. It's just, if I would have said Pat, I'm just using him as an example. Okay, Pat got this going on. Hey, Pat, this, and that. I'm just using that as an example. That way, hey, okay, you know, my boy got this thing coming along. Maybe I could pass this up. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not saying to you, Joseph, as an individual, you shall do this or you trash. Nah, man, come on. Yo, you wake up and hold your dick yourself. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I hope you do. I hope you pee by yourself in the morning.
Let's not use that analogy. You can keep that one. Okay.
I hope you shake your own penis when you pee.
See, here you go. And you still saying it. You still talking about it. You keep that over there. Keep that in Texas.
All right. So y'all have been going for an hour. It's been an hour. Yeah, it's been a good hour, y'all. Obviously, there was a lot to say. I did want us to wrap up with, you know, some relevant points, because you know, I believe Jay is right. It's sad, but it's true. We need these moments. We do. Joe is right as well. The information is out there. The 1970s, 80s, 90s, the whole blaxploitation era. A lot of those movies were trash. But a lot of those movies did display black people as superheroes, black people in positive light. So we have seen black movies. You know, we talk about the black Superman, Abar, I think was the name of the movie or something like that.
Hey, man, y'all going to stop shitting on Blank Man and Media Man, too.
Well, I don't consider Blank Man and Media Man to be part of the blaxploitation era. Let me say that.
Well, no, just superheroes. Because not you all. That's definitely a joke, because people can act like Blank Man and Media Man and no superheroes.
Well, even before that, I mean, you go back early into the 90s and you had, you know, Blade came out, and people were reacting the same way. When Blade came out, when you had the Luke Cage series come out of Netflix, people were reacting similarly. This one is a little over the top compared to those other ones because, as Jay said, it is very African, is very pro-black, and it's got an all-black cast. People are excited about that. Black director, people are excited about that. Black movie theater, the Black Panther in and of itself is kind of huge. The very first Marvel black superhero. I don't know if it's the first black superhero, period, but I know it's the first one on the Marvel imprint. So, you know, I get it. I understand why the conscious community is upset. Because we keep having these moments where people get super excited to be black, and they're always based off some fantasy, cartoony, not real life type shit, and then nothing ever comes out of it. So I get that frustration.
Hold on, you finish. I wouldn't say nothing, like, even in these moments, you're going to have people that come into the fold. So I can't truly say nothing comes out of it. Maybe nothing on a mass scale, but there's always going to be people who come into the fold every time you get one of these waves. A shark don't give a fuck who makes the wave. He's gonna ride that shit.
Let me ask this. Let me ask this for this definition. When we say coming into the fold, are we saying just putting themselves in a position to study the information and learn more about the information, or becoming active in the community?
Both. When I say coming aware, not only, all right, I need to learn about myself. Okay, I'm learning, because that's twofold. That just, you can get, to me, is you're going to learn about yourself, then you're going to find the importance of being active within your community. So, or. Or you can become active in your community to say, you know what, I need to learn more about myself. Either or.
True. I mean, I agree with you. These movies, and I agree, you know, there have been a lot of people talking about the impact of entertainment on society. Me personally, I don't think entertainment shapes society the way a lot of people are saying. But to say that it doesn't have an impact would be extremely naive. It definitely has an impact. So I do think things like this bring people into a fold, however you want to label that fold, however many types of folds you want to create. It moves people along a paradigm or along, you know, a range, a spectrum. So I agree with that. But, you know, I do feel, and then, you know, like I said in the chat, when we say things like black pride, like building a black community, like various things like that, we have to understand that we have a certain level of context and information that we're conveying with these terms that the average black person doesn't have. So when they say things like black pride, Wakanda forever, they're meaning something different than we're hearing, and we get frustrated because we hear it and expect one thing, and they say it and do another. So I think there is a difference in definitions and terms, and I mentioned that in the chat, that I think we in the conscious community, you know, we got to kind of come to grips with that. You know, we got to kind of wrap our minds around the fact that these, when they talk, they don't talk the same way we talk. When they say things, they don't mean the same things that we mean when we say them. So, but I did want to give a little bit of history on the Black Panther. I know, Jay, you're a comic nerd. You can probably give more insight into the comic book, because there are a lot of misconceptions going around that Black Panther was created by black people in the 80s. That's one misconception I've heard. Another misconception that I've been hearing lately is that the Black Panther organization actually got their name from the Black Panther comic strip, which I can clear that up, because that's historical information that's actually not true.
True, yeah, that's definitely not true.
Yeah, the Black Panther organization got their name from the Lawless County Freedom Organization, started by Stokely Carmichael in the late 1960s, before the Black Panther Party even started. They needed a logo for their, because they were starting a political organization to register votes in Lawless County, Alabama, and they needed a logo, and Stokely Carmichael chose, and the people that started the organization chose the Black Panther, and I pulled up the file to read exactly why he said they chose the Black Panther, and it is, I'm going to read it, "In Lawless County, we developed something called the Lawless County Freedom Organization. It is a political party. The Alabama law says that if you have a party, you must have an emblem. We chose for the emblem a black panther, a beautiful black animal which symbolizes the strength and dignity of black people, an animal that never strikes back until he is back so far into the wall, and he is not good to do nothing but spring out. Yeah, and when he springs, he does not stop." So that's why they chose that. When the Black Panther Party started, they chose the Black Panther kind of to pay respects to the Lawless County Freedom Organization. And so that's the origin of that Black Panther.
So, because what you just said, you said he doesn't spring back until he's absolutely backed in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scene in this movie. There's a scene, people can look at it, that he's about to kill the Claw, right? Joe saw it. He's about to freaking kill him. But they say, hey, stop, the world is watching. He wasn't backed in the corner. He showed that mercy. That's literally that's literally, when I say teachable moments, stuff like that, whether they meant that or not, I can just teach that and it be what it is.
Well, no,
he showed mercy.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot. I ain't gonna get too deep into that because Pat talking, but it's a lot of ways you can take that one scene, because you can also look at that scene like, well, he saved the white man, but I mean, I get both sides of it, but it's a lot of ways that you could take that specific scene.
I completely agree. You're gonna have one crowd that says this, but for our purposes, because we want to project, you know, that positive image, that meaning, we can twist these stories. We could twist these stories.
Who we trying to be positive for?
Whoever we're trying to reach out to and teach. I don't want to know all this information and keep it to myself. I want to show. Let me
make sure I'm clear on what you're saying. So when you were saying in an educational space, being able to teach youth things, because I want to make sure I'm not taking it as some black people fighting white supremacy thing.
So what? I don't get your question.
He's talking about just using it to teach black pride and teach.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. People. That's why I'm just trying to make sure
that simple concept Pat was talking about. You can. I don't care if the director meant it to be that way. If not, he probably wouldn't even think about a Black Panther Party. But Pat has that information. He saw the movie, and you know what? I can use this scene to maybe teach my kids this, that, and the other, and I can use this to show them how the Black Panther, the organization, inspired this movie. It's like that's transformational type stuff. When you can actually get real life stuff and transform it to something that's fictional and make it real. They see that, and it does something to the brain. Trust me, I know it sounds weird, but it does something.
Once again, that scene can be taken in many, many, many different ways. So it just depends on the space that you're in with that specific scene.
You're saying stuff. No, I'm not going to disagree with that. But I'm saying for our narrative, for our perspective, the things we're trying to show people and teach people, I don't give a damn how it can be twisted. I'm going to twist it and manipulate it to the way I need to teach people. Of course, I can take any movie. I was watching Forrest Gump the other day, and I twisted it completely to my wife and said, I don't think that baby is Forrest Gump's baby. I think Jenny was a hoe, and she got with Forrest Gump when she knew she was dying, and she needed somebody who had money that could take care of her damn kid. See how I twisted that damn scene? Of course I'm wrong, but fuck it, I can say that. So anybody can twist anything. I don't care what you can twist it into a negative. What can I twist it into to further my agenda, perspective, and goals and teach my people? That's all I care about.
And we talk about that often enough, about being able to use narratives and things to teach things that we need to teach. So I agree that we should be able to flip anything that we need to flip.
And one more point, and I said this in the group chat. I was literally at a church, and they were having a Bible study, and I listened to the pastor flip Lord of the Rings. I wish I could break it down to you, but I ain't gonna do it because I ain't got the time. But he flipped Lord of the Rings to explain Christ-like behaviors, Christ-like actions as he was reading the Bible. And when I saw the Black Panther, and that's what inspired me to say teachable moments, because it's like, yo, I remember when that pastor did this, and he flipped Lord of the Rings. Superman. Everybody's seen Superman. And I said this in the group chat. Superman's Krypton name is Kal-El. What does that mean in Hebrew? The voice of God, the one of God. And I've literally seen Jewish people teaching, hey, because Jewish people don't believe in Jesus. They believe in a Superman-type figure. That's what they believe in. And I've seen them using that movie in context to further their agenda and teachings and beliefs. Why can't we do that as a conscious community? We got to get over that. It came from this. It's made by. Get over that. How can we use these little teachable moments? Choose to use it. Don't choose to use it. Who cares? But if you choose to use it, find creative ways in whatever. I don't care if you listen to goddamn Beethoven, you listen to a literary art by Kurt Vonnegut, whoever the case. How can I use this? How can I use this, manipulate it, change it, twist it, whatever the case may be, to teach my people, to inspire to be something greater? That's all I ever been saying.
And, you know, I think most black people most of the people in the conscious community would agree to that. They subscribe to it and they do it. I think their frustration with this Black Panther movie has just been the way black people have been talking about it and going about celebrating it, which, again, like I said, I understand. And there are a lot of communication gaps between the black conscious community and black people in general that I think if the conscious community is supposed to be the teachers and the stewards of our culture and our heritage, it's kind of our responsibility to bridge those gaps.
Absolutely. And just not to cut you off, yes, I 100% agree. Black people have been super extra with this Black Panther shit. Oh, my God. Y'all have been super extra showing up with head wraps. And you know what? I can sit there and say, oh, you weren't wearing a hair wrap last week when da-da-da-da-da. I can do that, but you know what? Fuck it. You want to wear your hair wrap? Support that shit. I love it. You want to wear your dashiki, homie? Wear that shit. Fuck it. I love it. Hey, while you got that dashiki on, hey, check this out. Spark a conversation. Just use this to help and motivate people. That's all I'm saying. I know it's a bunch of negative shit I could say against it and go against it. I know it's there. I see it. But I'm refusing the information because I see more value in the positives that we can take from this and encourage people and create more awareness for what we're doing on the local levels and what we're trying to aspire to. That's all I'm saying.
And so I want to clear up one other misconception, which is the misconception that the Black Panther got his name from the Black Panther parties, which Stan Lee has said on numerous occasions he did not choose the name Black Panther from the party. At one point, they actually tried calling it the Black Leopard, or calling him the Black Leopard or something like that, but that didn't stick, so they went back to the Black Panther, and the actual, because Stan Lee, I believe, created the writing. He wrote the Black Panther. I believe the artist name was Kirby something, although I could be wrong, but I did read somewhere that he said that he saw in the middle of the 60s they were developing comic strips for all these different types of people, and they didn't have one for Black people, and his best friend growing up as a kid was a Black person, and he felt bad that they didn't have any representation. So that was the origin of the idea, his idea for the Black Panther. I don't know much more about the history, so I'm sure you go ahead, Jamie.
The one tidbit I can add is Stan Lee is very his old ass. He does a lot of secret shit, and I don't fully believe that. Black Leopard didn't stick, so I just can't. Bullshit. He knew what was going on in that time, but can he say that at that time? Is he really gonna come out and say that? Probably not. You can even see it with the X-Men series, and he break down how he came up with those kind of ideas. So Stan Lee, and I'm not trying to big up Stan Lee and no shit like that to anybody listening, but he draw inspiration from a lot of what was going on in the time. So I'll call bullshit on Stan Lee if he didn't say he got that name from the Black Panther Party. Get the fuck. Who else was the Black Panthers at that time? The fuck out of here.
No, I can see.
Get the fuck out of here, Stan. Yeah, you know he stole that shit. Come on.
Stan, and I agree with you. Stan has done a bunch of things, you know, that he's openly admitted about some his inspiration for the X-Men and Magneto and Professor X. You know, he's kind of openly admitted that. And there are other things. Stan Lee had, even nowadays with the emergence of the Hispanic superheroes coming up, you know, Chavez America and various other people, Stan Lee is still behind a lot of those new characters of Hispanic origin as he tries to give them representation in the Marvel comic strip. So I agree with you in a sense of saying Stan Lee might just be being funny.
He's full of shit on that one.
But on the other end, if a white man don't want to take credit, I ain't going to give him credit, so fuck that.
Yeah, that's true too, yeah.
So we'll say that, but I did want to just clear up those two misconceptions about the Black Panther, and there are a lot going on. So with that, you know, I wanted to make sure, we just had a great conversation, that people take the time to do real research, because the other part about people coming into the fold, as Jamie said, is there's a lot of people coming into the fold on some bullshit with erroneous information and
super
horrible
bad
misconceptions, and being led down the wrong paths that lead them bitter and distraught and distrustful and a utter mess and a wreck and a hindrance to the community. Like, if you're going to come in off Black Panther, make sure you're doing your research on the things that you're interested in beyond the YouTube
information
video,
I've been there,
beyond the podcast. I agree with you, Joe. I agree with you 100%. They should have been there. But now that they're coming in, make sure that they come in the right way. I'm done.
Damn it.
That's all I got. I'm done. Y'all can go back to it. We can shut the show down, Joe. This is
I'll just give my closing in to anybody that's, you know, thinking about seeing, even the fringe people that's trying to be blowback and kind of falling on a lot of flawed arguments. Use this for what it is. It's not just some... We can't... it's hard for me to just say, like, oh, this is just some indie other movie. It's really not. It's breaking records. You've never seen something like this where you got nothing but... If you look at Hollywood lately and a lot of movies that's been successful, it's been with all black cast. Girls Night Out, there's another one I'm forgetting about. Then you got Black Panther come out. They started to see that. Yeah,
Will, Chris, Will Packer.
Yeah.
Will Packer have been doing a lot of black, all black cast movies.
Yes, and it's hard for me to just say, oh, this is another one, when I can see the significance behind the scene. I actually, again, I'm a little bit of a nerd when it comes to Black Panther, and yes, I do have the original comic book in my garage right fucking now in mint condition. Let's get these dollars up. Once I get it signed at Comic-Con, yes, I go to Comic-Con. If Black Panther's there, go fuck yourself, Joe, because I know you're going to say some fuck shit later. Anyway.
Well, that kind of sways your argument, but go ahead.
Sways my argument or what?
Well, you are a Black Panther fan. So not that your view is bad, but your view is one of the views that you do have because you are a Black Panther fan. That's not a wrong thing, but
he's saying,
you know, just
painting.
Want to state that.
I'm a fan, but I'm also able. Here's the thing: it's nothing wrong with being a fan and also being self-aware and understanding what you can get out of this. That doesn't have, oh, I'm biased, so I think this is the greatest thing ever. This gonna be greater shit to come along. This already. I know this information that's already out there that you might get more from. But what I'm saying at this scale, we have never seen anything like this, especially from. I can tell you right now, like I went earlier. Yes, we know about the adults. Fuck the adults. We're talking about the kids now.
They got to reinforce the messages to the kids, though. So
well,
we can't just say fuck the adults.
Well, Joe, be honest. There's a lot of kids that ain't gonna get that message reinforced. So guess how they gonna have it reinforced? By sitting here watching Black Panther 1,000 times again. We know what's going on. But hold on, we know what's going on in our communities. You mentor, just like I mentor. You know what's going on. You know they're not necessarily getting that positive reinforcement every day. So I can't say, oh, the parents should do this. I know these kids are growing up in harsh environments. I know where the project's at. I know what they're going through. So it's unfair to me to say, oh, the parents should do this. I know what mom's dealing with. I know what she's going through. And I know there's a lot of kids that aren't going to get that reinforcement. And Black Panther, that little piece of movie, that 2 hours and 15 minutes, I think it's 2 hours and 13, whatever, that is going to be some of the most influential shit in their little lives. Yes, it should not be that way. I will not argue with that. It should not be that way. It should not be that way. I just did my Umar Johnson. It should not be that way. But
he said you was going to do it.
Yeah, I did. I did that to fuck with him. But anyway, it shouldn't be that way. And I said it again. But it is. It is. I would be naive to think, okay, everybody's going to get positive reinforcement once they walk out that theater. No, we know that not to be true. It's no way in hell I'm going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, I think these kids. No, but I know it's a kid in there that's going to watch this and be inspired. Whether it plants a little seed that grows now or grows later, that's the beauty of the arts. That's the beauty of why we need these types of films. Because we know our communities are struggling like that. So
nobody ever disagreed with that. But my argument has always been we've been producing these things. We just haven't been paying attention.
Not to this scale, Joe. Not to this scale. Never.
But we can't say
never to this scale. And you can't disagree with that.
As a community who's trying to
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're talking. My bad.
No, I was just going to say, we can't disagree with that. This is the largest scale, but one could also say we haven't had the money, an organization with the money of a Marvel Studios to back any of our projects.
And we know that. And we know that. And here's the thing. I don't care if this is produced by Marvel. I don't care if it's Sugar Hill and the gang. I don't care. I don't care who it's produced by. To me, I don't care. All I know is those black directors, those beautiful women who made all the wardrobes, who did their research. If you look at some of the wardrobes and how those people look, the people with the red clay skin, all that stuff, they did their research. Here's the thing. If this was you could tell that black people were involved in this film from beginning to end. You can tell. Because had a lot of people who didn't understand our culture, who didn't appreciate our culture – this would have been some of the corny. This would have been some Luke Cage corny shit, 100%. But it wasn't.
Brown movie.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. 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 You would have seen it, and you would have seen it, and you would have felt it. You would have felt that yo man, these culture vultures out here fucking this shit up. You would have felt that. But this is a superhero movie that I felt was done right, and we have not seen nothing to this scale. We just haven't.
It's a large scale superhero movie. That's cool, but guess what? Like, we've been had ample opportunities to empower ourselves, and that's my biggest thing about this. I understand it's a superhero movie. We know that. It's a superhero movie, and it's a large scale superhero movie. But it's like sitting around waiting on things like this. Like we if we're talking about real empowerment, black people really doing things different within our community, and us being really able to capitalize, because if our spark depends on something like this, well, what is it going to take for us to capitalize off this? That's all we're saying. We need to be in a space where we're self-sustaining, like, and we have the tools, because we have the tools. And we can't sit around and act like we don't have the tools, the manpower to do what we need to do for ourselves. That's been my argument for the longest. It's a good movie. Go see the movie, but stop sitting around. We can't sit around waiting on entertainment to spark us.
But Joe, I never, not once, disagree with that point. I agree with you. But in this moment, I think in this moment we really don't have time to look at that right now. At this moment, we should find ways to capitalize on this momentum. Later on, when the momentum's died, then we need. If you want to get in people's ass, I'm gonna be all with you. But in this moment, let's be creative and find ways to bridge those disconnects. To find this, that, and other. Yes, I know it's fucked up that some people have waited on a movie to be inspired to learn about themselves. Yes, I know it's fucked up. I know that in the back of my head, but I'm gonna put it to the back. But while it's popular, while it's fresh on the head, I'm going to throw another seed at your ass. I'm going to hit you dead in the goddamn nose with it. I'm going to flick another one. Hey, I had a kid in my office today. Hey, man, you saw Black Panther? Yeah, I saw this, that, and other. Hey, man, it's had a lot of culture stuff in there and had this. Hey, man, you should read this, that, and other, man. Talks more about the culture, some of the something as simple as that. I'm a anybody I can get to and talk to and give that information to help inspire them and think, hey, and realize who they are and let that spirit manifest in them, I'm going to ride that wave. And when it's dry, I'm going to kick some adults in the ass, absolutely. But
we can say that because it's not like – because. We haven't been waiting on Black Panther to go out and inspire people. We've been out there doing that. We've been beating the streets. We out there and think about
some
it.
Of us.
Think about what Pat just said. We know about the 2-week wave because we've been out there in it. But think about it. This all came out of the conversation that we were having in this chat though, and the ones of us that were having in this chat, we be in these streets. So since we're in these streets, that's why we was venting our frustrations, because we out here in these streets and we connecting with people who are out here in these streets, putting our resources together to make sure that we do have the positive images on a regular basis. We already know that. It's frustrating, like Pat already said. It's frustrating for us, and that's why we were saying what we were saying. It's frustrating for us to see the momentum, because it needs to be used. We want it to be used, but the reality is, what's the best way to use it? Because we can't just sit around and say, okay, with the momentum here, like you have to have some kind of planning to kind of be ready. And I'm not saying some people can't create some things out of this, but it's just like. If this is the real moment, please let's use it. Because if not, we're gonna be here again, and we don't want to be here again.
It's not the real momentum. Of course, you know that, I know that, Pat knows that, people listening to this know that.
So what can we do different to make it?
Here's the thing. I'm gonna give you an example. How long has the Muslims been talking about the final call, the final this, the final that? They've been using the same damn, and they just use it over and over again. Each and every, you're not going to catch every fish in the ocean with one net. You will have to cast multiple nets. And some days, the wave's going to be too high. You got to go back, pack it in, and you're going to have to go back out there. That's why it's called the struggle. This shit ain't going to happen overnight. We know that.
No, but we keep doing the same things over and over, though. That's the frustrating part, is we keep taking the same actions over and over, and we're not really doing things different.
But here's the thing. Some people are. As a whole, you might not see that effect, of course. But on the large scale, what a lot of things we're striving for our community and stuff like that, we might not even see in our lifetime, to be quite honest with you. But I'm going to keep plugging away. I'm going to keep plugging away inch by inch, centimeter by centimeter, whatever the case may be. Yes, this shit is frustrating. I had a conversation. All right, let me stop. I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and it frustrated the shit out of me. I'm just like, yo, you older than me. How are you just? But you know what? Hey, I had this conversation with him. Hopefully it inspired you. And I tell, and I'm not going to get on a tangent, and this would be my closing point. I have a background in instructing, teaching, ISD fundamentals, whatever the case may be. I got a young man, didn't know the difference between a Phillips flathead and a goddamn Phillips or flathead. He didn't know the difference between a Phillips or a flathead. Just dumb. And I went bitching about it. Went to my supervisor, yo, this kid is dumb as shit, da-da-da, this. And my food's was like, yo, you going to keep bitching or you going to show me how good of an instructor you are? And that resonated with me. And it resonates with me to this day. I can sit there complain about it, this, that, and the other. But you know what? If I got to break it down to an elementary level and pull this little dumb motherfucker up, that's what the hell I'm going to do. And yes, it sucks. Yes, it takes a lot of effort. Yes, I got frustrated. But if I can bring this little motherfucker to be proficient at what he does, I accomplish one mission. And guess what? I'm going to dive right back in that bitch and do it again. That's what we're in. That's the desperation we're in. There's not going to be an easy button. There's not going to be this movie to the no documentary is going to solve all of this shit. No one movie is going to, no album, no one thing is going to solve all of this shit and all the issues we're facing. It's going to be a consistent effort. Yes, we will get frustrated, and every single one of us on this line has dealt with some goddamn annoying ass Negroes, some true Negroes. They will wear you the fuck out. And you know it, Pat, Joe, you know it. You've dealt with them. We understand that. But I get frustrated. And when I get frustrated, I come into the chat with you guys, and we get that stuff out. But a part of that is really, hey, maybe I'm seeing this different. Maybe I need to give a different perspective. And we got to be able to appreciate that. And sometimes, yes, we know the negative. Sometimes we just got to look at the positive. I love seeing those beautiful black, yo, oh, my goodness. Yo, that girl bad, man. I don't care what anybody say. I got cursed at it by my wife. She bad as hell. Oh, my God. They had this one little scene where she was doing a little tribal. She did a little quick twerk. Almost lost my mind in that movie theater. But anyway, back to the point. Seeing those beautiful women, seeing the masculinity of all that is positive. And from that, I just said, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that missed that they could have hit on a little bit more. I thought Killmonger shouldn't have died. Spoiler alert. But there's a lot of positive we can get out of that. So instead of, you know, focusing on the shit that maybe I would have changed, let me just focus on the positive and see what I can do with it and see how we can change and reach. That's my end of the story.
And we're going to, Joe, I'm going to transfer to you real quick, but I did want to clarify real quick. We do have an offline chat because we do a lot of work in the community. And we do get frustrated a lot. And when Jamie's making these comments, and even to you, Joe, this isn't to Joe, because Joe, as he said, was in there in our private chat venting. And we were all in there. There's about 7 or 8 of us in this private chat who do work in the community, who are affiliated with this podcast, and we go in there, we vent, we let loose when we're frustrated. And sometimes that venting involves us venting about our community. So I take the comments Jamie just made not to be directed at Joe or at anybody else that was in that chat venting, but at those of you who are in the conscious community that I said Joe is a representative of, that, you know, obviously he's not a part of this segment, but I was just saying that for introduction's sake, that are actually out in public shaming people for enjoying the movie, shaming people for being proud of being black.
That's stupid.
Those of you people in the conscious community who
if
are
you're doing that, you're stupid.
though, Jamie's comments are for those you people, and we all disagree with you, because I've been as well about the response of black people. I'm not even gonna sit here and play the high road. I was in there venting too, but we all in that group know that at the end of the day, we need this positive visual, we need this positive imagery, and we're gonna support it, and we're going to try to use it, and we're gonna look up and say, I love seeing all this blackness. So we acknowledge that. We've been in private. We praise in public. And that's the approach we all need to have. And you heard Joe in the background, and I know he's going to follow it up, simply saying, if you was doing that, you stupid. And I agree, you are. You're a stupid fucktard. So go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I went and brought my ticket, and I got a shirt. The movie was a good movie. Jamie Wright, if I could jump up on that screen and lick Lupita, I would have. God damn it.
Oh, my God. God damn.
I don't know about
hold
that.
Hold on.
That's because you ain't see the movie.
Hey,
that's because you ain't see the movie.
Hey, costume, let's get a clap.
No, shut up, Pat. We finna get these claps for Lupita.
Yes.
No, you got to stop that. You got to stop that.
Not to say Lupita isn't a nice looking woman.
Hey, hold up, but Jamie over there saying, yeah. You can't be saying that.
You can't say
that on this show. This show last week saying.
Hey, Pat tried to be PG-13 because his wife listening. No.
Nah, you know
she bad.
My wife ain't listening, and Lupita is a nice looking woman. But
oh, nice? No, hell no. You ain't getting away with that.
Lupita,
she bad, bro.
Look, we all got different tastes. Lupita's a nice looking woman. I don't think she's dime or nothing like that, but she's nice looking. Definitely.
Pat,
nice looking.
Hey, I want that fade, Pat. I need a fade.
We got different tastes. Look,
I'm going to knock the taste out your mouth for that shit.
Look, I'm not saying Lupita's ugly. Lupita's nice. I've seen her in the costumes, I've seen her in other movies. Lupita is a very nice looking, very beautiful woman. Very beautiful. All I said was she not a dime. She not a 10 to me. But that doesn't matter what she is to me. It doesn't. Honestly, the way I feel about my life right now, I haven't met a woman that I think is more beautiful than my wife.
Hey, so, Patrick's a communist. I don't want to hear nothing else you got to say. You goddamn commie. You a communist.
I haven't met or seen a woman that I feel is more beautiful than my wife. And that's how I feel whether she's listening or not.
Pat, duh. Of course, my wife's the most beautiful girl on the planet. I get it, Pat. But
because you were sitting in the theater next to your wife, talking about you wanted to lick the screen. Or was that Joe?
Actually,
I said that.
Yeah, he said that. Don't get me in trouble.
You almost lost your mind, though.
No, because she did a little. We saw it on separate days. Even my wife was like, yeah, I saw that scene you were talking about, you little nasty motherfucker. But I get it.
No, Lupita's nice. Lupita's nice. I'm not taking nothing away from Lupita. She's a very nice woman. Definitely. And I'm not trying to compare women either, because I've seen the script. Look, Angela Bassett can get it at 50 plus.
That's a fact.
Very nice looking woman. Extremely. And the definition of black don't crack.
Oh, shit. Yep. She looked Tina Turner-ish in that damn movie. She didn't age at all, but...
Look, man, Angela Bassett is fly to me. Oh, see, we talk about difference in taste. Angela Bassett is fucking fly. That's a goddess.
All I know is you say one more fly thing about my girl, we're gonna have issues.
Nice.
Nah. I don't want to hear nice. If you ain't saying great...
Angela Bassett is a fucking goddess walking this earth, though.
Hey, let me book my flight to where you at, because we're going to have to...
Over Lupita, bro?
Hey.
You know what? You said the same thing when
you see how he tried to push his thoughts on you?
Right.
You see that? You see how, if you don't think like Jamie Thang, see what he do?
When it comes to her, I die about that shit. Fuck y'all.
Really?
No, I'm joking. My wife might be listening to shit, baby. You know I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say it now. Be hardcore.
I'm going to give you some of that bop bop the bop my do. Yeah.
Truffle butter.
That's a fact.
That's why we can say what we say. They ain't going to listen.
Yeah, she definitely going to listen to this shit.
Hey, man.
Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Hey, my final thought is, good movie. Go see the movie. Hell, I got a shirt. Get you a shirt. Shout out to the director. He sounds so Cali, man. He sounds like he's straight.
He's from Oakland.
Yeah, he out to my buddy. Buddy sound like we should have went to college together or something like that. Should have hung out.
Hold on. You know. One tad bit before you finish. I'm sorry to cut you off. But this how you know this dude from Oakland. If you see that scene when they're in Oakland, they're playing Too Short in the background.
Yeah.
I was looking at the dude next to me like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, yo, that's Too Short, yo. Only somebody from Oakland would know to play that song, but go ahead.
So, you know, it's a good film. If you are into superhero movies, go see it. It's a great superhero movie. I do have different thoughts as far as the importance of the movie. I don't think the movie is that important, but I do think it's a great movie and people should go see it and support it. So, support the cast, support the director, and all these things here. But I still do think that if the best way, because if we're talking about in the mindset of capitalizing off this, the best way to be able to capitalize off of momentum is to take action. And I want black people to take action and continue to take action, but not necessarily wait on outside forces for us to take action and do what we need to do. Because one of the main things about self-sufficiency, the key word is us taking care of self, us being us having that self, that action, and taking that action and taking those movements. And I would like to see the black community take better advantage of the resources that we do have and utilize the people that we have a bit better so we can be able to have what we need and empower ourselves. Because I believe so much in black people, and I see it every day. I see the excellence in us every day. I just don't think that we have to sit around and have outside influences or even wait on something like a movie. I think we're better than that to be able to wait on the movie. I understand our circumstances ain't the best, but our circumstances ain't what they were. And we've made significant enough progress for us to really realize that we can do for self and we can lift ourselves. That's where I'm at with this movie. Go see the movie. Go support the movie. But if you're a person that's telling people not to go see a movie, you're a fuck boy. If you want to go see the movie, you want to be over the top, do what you do. But I still think at the end of the day, we still got to realize where we are, what's going on around us, and it's going to take us doing what we need to do for us to make sure our situation has changed. Because if not, we're going to be here 20 years from now still saying some of the same things, and I don't want to do that. And I do think that it's okay for us to have short-term and long-term goals. I don't think that all of the planning has to be toward a lifetime that we don't exist in, because I do think we're talented enough to be able to make significant enough changes in our lifetimes. And so plan for long-term, but also plan for short-term. We shouldn't sell ourselves short as if we can't do it now. We can do things now. We just need to take the action. That's my thought.
Powerful thought, powerful words, definitely from both of you guys. Great discussion. I do want to clarify one of your points, Joe. You said you were mad at the movie. I feel like you misspoke because you've been saying all show and for the last 3 days you weren't mad at the movie.
I ain't mad at the movie. If I said that, I ain't mean that.
Yeah, so I just want to clarify that. He wasn't saying he was mad at the movie. He's mad at the way people are responding to the movie. So, right?
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a great movie. Go see it, man. Go see the movie.
And again, like Pat was kind of alluding to, I'm not individualizing at all. I've been seeing people just shitting on stuff, and it's just like, I get it. Nothing's going to be perfect, especially to people who are self-aware. Nothing's going to be perfect. But if you can somehow squeeze an opportunity in there, get over yourself, get over that frustration, and seize that moment. And if we're truly about empowerment, I don't give a fuck if it's a goddamn Jim Carrey film. If it's some dope shit I can use, I'm going to use it. Whatever tool you can use, put that shit in your toolbox and throw it at a motherfucker's face. Not literally, but figuratively. And let's educate each other. Let's pull each other up. by any means necessary. Not by some means, but by any means necessary. Let's pull each other up and let's get to the point to where if you don't know this shit, I'm going to slap you in the face. I want to be to that point one day. I really do.
All right, Joe.
Well, now you want to be violent?
I mean,
yo, don't shift us back into a conversation.
See, Joe like yo. Joe was in
it
the
was
beef.
A joke.
He
it
was in
a
the
joke,
beef
Titan
back
Hill.
In 1999.
It was a joke.
Nah.
So closing goddamn show out. We've been going for like 2 hours.
Hey man, it was a joke. Hey man, y'all know what it is. I'm Joseph Ward. He's Patrick Irvin. That's Jay. We get down how we get down. Catch y'all in the next episode of the Freedom Train Podcast series. Peace.
Remix. Don't edit this out. Joe signed to Black Panther Studios. Go. Freedom Train.